Mrs. Creed's all hanging her posters, I said, finally. No arguing that. She just rolled her eyes, the usual. I tried again. Everybody's wondering what's up with him. You know, I really don't want to talk about it, she snapped. I thought that was pretty saintly of her and felt embarrassed. But then I thought, wait a minute. I'm not running around school all, where's the body, like half the fools are. Allie, I'm not out looking for bad stuff to spread around about Creed. Maybe I just want to understand the thing. She cast me a sideways glance, like maybe she was sorry. Well, you're in the minority, she muttered. You should hear the stuff people have been asking me. Has he got any poison in that chemistry set of his? Do you hear anything strange coming from his place last week? Like gunshots? People who can't even stand me have been coming up to me all morning. Who can't stand you? I asked, confused. Yeah, guys joked about her sex life, but there's a difference between saying a girl is easy and saying you hate her. Nobody said that. Everybody, she muttered, with her eyebrows all scrunched together. You're imagining it, I told her. Her parents had split up over the summer. I wondered if it was stressing her. I'm not imagining it, she sighed. I'm not like you guys anymore. You all have perfect lives. And when something happens, like a suffering kid turns up missing, it's like the joke of the century. Because your lives are perfect. I guessed I would be pretty freaked if my parents split, but she didn't have to take it all out on me. Well, thanks a lot for clumping me in with all the buttheads, I muttered. You're being really judgmental of me, especially considering how you hate it when you think people are being judgmental of you. I was ready to break away from her. She grabbed me by the elbow and hurried to walk along beside me. She sighed. I'm just in a foul mood from playing the butt end of 20 questions all morning. I'm sorry, okay? Whatever. I looked around the cafeteria for Leandra. Allie kept pulling my arm, and when I looked, she was searching my face. Don't let's go in here. Let's go somewhere else. I want to tell you about Mrs. Creed. It's the unwritten rule that if you have off the same period as your girlfriend, you find her in the cafeteria and spend the period with her. I followed Allie out again, but glanced nervously around to see who had spotted me and might tell Leandra they saw me leaving with Allie McDermott. It sounded like Allie really needed to spill. I trailed her down the long hallway until we hit the stairwell. There was an emergency exit, and I sucked in my breath as Allie put her hand on the bar and pushed. Emergency alarm hasn't worked since the first week of school. Don't tell anyone, okay? This is my great escape, where no hall proctors can see.